I'm Christina.
And this is Erin.
And you're listening to
Something to Wag About. Hi. So today we want to talk about, or I want to talk about, dogs that are too busy. Our dogs need time off. They need time to just be dogs hanging out at home, doing nothing. And what I'm running into a lot lately is because everyone is trying so hard to make sure their dog is getting adequate exercise and adequate enrichment that the dogs never have days to just relax. And I think it's actually quite a problem for some of my client dogs.
Well, it's funny because I know we were just talking beforehand and I was saying that this actually isn't a problem I run into often. I have the opposite problem where I'm telling people to please just take their dogs out for a walk. But as we were just talking there, I did think of a couple clients. I can say too, often us sport people, I think, can be a little worse with this too in terms of, or at least my clients like that I deal with can be not thinking that their dogs need to do agility every day or do agility or fitness training or just something every single day and not just one thing, like multiple things, because they have these high intense sport dogs and they have to be doing something, whereas that's not necessarily the case.
I don't have as many sport dog clients. I have more, my clients are usually the anxious or reactive dogs, and so for myself it's an animal with anxiety that is maybe going to doggy daycare 5 days a week and, you know, hike every single day and a big walk after dinner, and they're eating all of their food out of food toys. Like, that might be too much. The dog likely, if you have a dog with serious anxiety, they maybe need 3 days a week to do nothing. Like, literally nothing except maybe eat their food out of the grass on the lawn or out of a snuffle mat and just cuddle and hang out and be dogs.
I can say as an anxious person that if I didn't have, and I mean, I'm bad with this because I tend to overschedule myself.
And a dog trainer who overschedules itself is strange.
Well, I feel like you probably know when I'm really overscheduled because my stress goes way through the roof and my anxiety way through the roof. And then I'm messaging you a lot more. things a lot more than usual. And that is just because I haven't had a chance to just chill out. Like, I really need my time. And it's just, it's at home. Like, it's not, this is me. I'm not even talking about going out into the woods and decompressing, which I need that too. But this is just being at home and away from everything that triggers me and to just breathe and chill out at home. And that is a really important part to keep me and my mind stable and healthy. And so I can, I mean, even just living that life, I can see how applicable it would be to dogs who are anxious too. And I definitely see it in my own anxious dogs. If they don't have time to just chill at home, their anxiety and their reactivity actually goes up.
Like little Riker. Hi, buddy. He looked at me and blinked when I said his name. And he, when I first got him, I had high hopes for him of being a sport dog and a super dog and all those things. And he's just not. He doesn't have the physical abilities, nor does he have the mental endurance for it. And I had him in three classes a week. So he did like intro to agility, say on Mondays. He did a rally class on Wednesdays. And then I think I had him in a basic obedience or something on Fridays. And he was a disaster. That's when actually he started his car aversion. He didn't want to go into the car because he didn't want to go do all the things. And when I stopped all of that, he's happy. He's a really happy little dog. He does things. I let him choose if he comes for hikes with us. We have a big property, so he gets lots of just chasing around bugs and running through the grass, and sometimes bunnies. But he doesn't need to do all those things. And the more I did, the worse his anxiety got.
And I see a lot of this happening with dogs that are more known to be, you know, the busybodies, always have to be doing something, the working dogs. Whereas, so I know my border collie, she has the physical stamina. She does not have the mental stamina. Remember when I got her, I was similar. I got her because I wanted to train. I love to train. I'm a trainer. I wanted to have a dog that would never stop and just want to keep training with me. And she can't do it. Like she needs short training sessions. She needs short visits out in like more high stress areas. She mentally can't handle a lot of pressure. Mm-hmm. And because of that, like, you know, similar to Riker, she's given a lot of choice as to whether or not she wants to participate in things. Mm-hmm. And she has her opt out. Usually for her, it's going to her station, but she's allowed to opt out of training. Mm-hmm. She's allowed to, and she'll always want to come for a walk. I have one dog that chooses if he wants to come for a walk or not, but in terms of those high intense training things, she actually does choose to opt out a lot because it's just mentally too hard for her.
Mm-hmm. And even with not anxious dogs, like my Enzo, he's 9. He is not an anxious dog. Like, he can train all day, every day. He can hike all day, every day, and then come home to keep training. He can do all those things. He doesn't need it, though. That's the difference. People think their dog needs it. And a lot of times, especially when I wasn't working full-time, when I just had the dogs and I was working part-time, he got that all the time. And then when I started my business and I was working long hours, 7 days a week, he just started staying home, especially in summer when I couldn't take him with me. And actually, it's really good for him. And he's chill. If I'm home, he's always like, what are we doing? What are we doing? Are you doing something? But I can leave him home with my husband for 9 hours. And he just is chill, relaxed, no big deal. And I think it's good for him. It's not, he doesn't need it, but it's also not good for him mentally to keep him so busy. And physically, too. Their little bodies they only have so many miles. And if we do, you know, nonstop stuff with them, we might wear them out sooner than they need to wear out.
Yeah. So you made an interesting comment, and that's the fact that he stays home and hangs out with your husband. Or I know sometimes your husband's not home, so he's just hanging out alone at home. What are thoughts on dogs that can't currently be left out at home? So we want to give them alone time, or like, you know, days off where they're just chilling out, but their humans have to leave. Do you think it's still good to just leave them in a crate all day and have them alone time that way so they can have their rest time, essentially?
I have big feelings about dogs left in crates all day. I don't like it. Yeah. Now, if you have a 4-pound Chihuahua, and you have a 48-inch crate, that's different than putting a border collie in a 36-inch crate for the whole day. Even if you have someone coming by to let them out at lunch, not a fan. I don't think that's a way for dogs to live. So I would want to figure out why that dog can't just be left loose in the house or in a room. X-pens can be dangerous if a dog is left in them, but you can make changes to them so they have lids and bottoms and things. I'm a big fan of leaving a dog in a bedroom if he's not going to eat your bed. But I would figure out why that dog can't be left alone, because that might mean there's an unmet need for that dog, or it might mean that there's something medical going on for that dog. But yeah, I'm definitely not a fan of dogs being left at home all day in crates. I know sometimes it needs to happen, but still, it's my goal for dogs not to live that way.
Right. It shouldn't be the long-term plan of, yeah, they're having a rest day, they're having a down day, but it's going to be 9 hours in a crate. I think it's an important distinction to make, because, you know, some people do like their dogs sleep in crates and everything, and that's fine. But the having a chill rest day at home does not mean being locked in or confined in a little space in the crate all day.
That's a really important distinction. Currently have my guys. I have 3 under my feet, and I have 1 staring at me from the couch, Riker, and then my young border collies passed out on the rug. Like, they're just all hanging out, and I haven't done much with them because I just came home from work and now we're talking. So they haven't had anything today really either, but they're not in crates the whole time.
So yeah, it's a learned skill, right? Too. It's you know, if we have our dogs that are go, 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 and then people complain that their dogs can't calm down. Well, that's sometimes something we create.
Yes. Oh, I definitely created that with Enzo. that's all me. I mean, he had the potential there for it. Like, he is a very, very drivey dog. He is a very busy boy, very demanding dog. But I kept him so busy that part of why he has trouble relaxing if I'm home is because I was so busy with him. And I didn't understand. He was my first border collie. I didn't understand the importance of him learning to just, like, he is now laying at my feet while I do stuff. And it's not about him all the time. But, you know, the... a lot of people are afraid to leave their dogs out. So you can do it in spurts. You can get a camera so you can check it from your phone, and you can literally just go sit in your car and watch your dog on the camera. Or you can go get coffee watching your dog, and if you know, chaos erupted, come home. But you can get these little cameras now that weren't available 15 years ago, or not, you know, affordably anyways, where you can just live watch your dog. So it's, there's lots of things you can do to get them out. And the other thing is that, you know, a lot of dogs don't want all the craziness. So I have a lot of clients right now, I'm getting calls from people who their goal is to make their dog enjoy pack hikes, or their goal is to make their dog enjoy doggy daycare. And not all dogs need those things. And I think social media and social pressure tells you, if you're a good dog owner, you provide your dog with all those things. You know, if you loved your dog, you would send them to the doggy daycare to play with their friends. And if you loved your dog, you would send them on these pack hikes. But, you know, the percentage of dogs that actually enjoy those things and get actual benefit from them is very low. And yeah, certainly in different breeds, like the working breeds, that are more controlling, like the collies, the German shepherds, those dogs might really struggle with the chaos of those environments, whereas a Labrador or a golden retriever would think it's the best day of their life.
Right, exactly.
But if every day is Disneyland, you know, the dog's going to have a hard time calming down. So we kind of need balance. Even if your dog enjoys being busy, we need balance.
Yeah. Well, and there's the other thing too, and people will often say, my dog went to daycare all day and it's so great because they come home and they're exhausted and they just pass out. And like you say, there are breeds who go and are absolutely, and individual dogs that go and have a great time, those labs and retrievers, and, you know, go on pack hikes, and it's the best thing ever. A lot of times what people don't realize, I think, is the dogs come home and pass out and are exhausted because it was so mentally draining. The chaos, the stress of being in a daycare with 40 other dogs, like 40 other, a lot of them are strange, and it's a lot to ask for a lot of dogs. So they come home and they are not physically tired. I mean, they could be, but more than likely it's just them overwhelmed and coming down from the stress of all of that chaos that was their day.
Yeah. And honestly, if you feel that you need that, you want to come home from work and have your dog just pass out, you might want to talk to somebody about why you have a dog and how you can incorporate other activities in your life with your dog that you enjoy, and so that you can enjoy your dog. Because if you just want your dog to come home and fall asleep every day, and that's what you want to enjoy about your dog, you know, maybe adopting a senior. It's a good route.
Exactly.
But going for a nice walk with you off leash or on a long line, you know, and doing eating out of a Kong and maybe doing 5 or 10 minutes of training, that should be a lot. That's lots for most dogs.
Yeah.
They don't need all of the high energy, high adrenaline stuff all the time. It's okay if you don't send your dog on those things.
Exactly. Right. Fantastic dog owner.
Yes. If you're listening to our podcast, you are an amazing dog.
Is there anything else you want to mention?
No, I think that's it. I just feel sad for people because they think that they're not being good dog owners when their dog doesn't enjoy these things, or when their dog's not getting to go do certain things, and they feel like they're just not being a good dog owner. And they're amazing dog owners. I would give a lot of these people that come to me for these reasons, I would give them a dog in a heartbeat. I mean, not one of mine. I would be a reference for them to get a dog from somebody in a heartbeat. They're amazing dog owners. They're amazing people. And they put so much pressure on themselves to provide things that their dog doesn't actually need or even want. So that's why I wanted to talk about it today.
No, I do love it. Actually, one of my a client that almost impacted me most was when they pretty much burst into tears when I said they didn't have to walk their dog every day. Because the dog was just so anxious and going on walks in the neighborhood. It wasn't doing anyone any good. But the poor owner, and I mean, I know with the clients you see this all the time, but the poor owner thinks, and then a lot of people think that if they're a good dog owner, it doesn't even need to be these high general things. People just think their dog has to go for a walk every day. And there's plenty of dogs that do need that exercise almost every day. I'm not going to say every day, but there's so many dogs that also can just benefit from playtime in the yard. If you have a nice yard and you know, a couple times a week, you take them out to somewhere maybe more quiet where they don't have to see all their triggers and everything. So yeah, it really brings to light how much you know, media and everything does make people think that they have to do these things with their dogs. And it's just like, no, you're amazing. Your dog doesn't want it, so it's okay.
Yeah, and in the past, everyone went out and the dog was put in the yard or on a chain all day, and you came home, and I'm not saying chain up your dog, right? But it's a newer thing. Yeah. I think, you know, in the 70s or 80s, you weren't alive, Erin.
Yeah, I was alive in the 80s.
I mean, I think dog ownership has changed, but I don't think dogs have changed that much.
Exactly.
And what we do with our dogs has changed a lot in that time. And it's important to just kind of take a step back and maybe talk to somebody if you're not sure, but you don't have to do all the things all the time. Your dog doesn't need it, doesn't want it. You're an amazing dog owner.
Period.